time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. And we got big news going on out at the airport, and it has to do with USU Eastern. And maybe some new programs are on the way as far as their aviation program. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's great to be here with you again, and it's great to have good news.
So it's always good to have good news. As we just said, it's great news. Good news is great. Let's put it that way. So let's talk about what's going on out there. We just received a grant, and then there was a match that had to go with it as well. So let's talk about that itself, what the match was, and then, you know, what all this means for the airport and for USU Eastern.
That's a great question. So first off, let's start a couple years back. We worked with USU to bring in the flight program, and that's been hugely successful. And from the beginning, they've always wanted to add the mechanics or the AMP courses to go with the flight instruction. So for a couple of years now, we've been working on trying to figure out a way to build the facility that could house the AMP or airplane mechanics course. And we've worked on several different grants. Well, this time we were able to work with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, Jerry and Jade Gamber down there, and we applied for an EDA grant. And this time we were successful. We had to pare it down a little bit, so we still have some more stuff we would like to do to build out the program. But this will be the initial part of the mechanics course. It'll be a building that the students will come in and be able to, they'll learn everything from the engine to the airframe of the plane. They'll be able to take a plane apart completely and put it all back together. And learn all of that. The interesting thing is the mechanics side of this, because of the way some of the jet engines work, it's the same thing as our power plants. So some of these AMP mechanics will be able to, again, transfer into other jobs in our local community, like the power plants. So it's really exciting to have this in our area.
And that's what I had heard at one time, is that most of, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you know, like if a power plant was to switch over to natural gas, most of that runs on basically a jet engine anyway, does it not? Is that kind of?
I think so.
Same principles?
Same principles. Steam combustion, so you're using the fuel, whether it's coal or gas or nuclear, to create steam that then turns the turbines and creates the electricity. So yeah, those turbines are what the mechanics would be certified to be able to work on. So it's very overlapping in the abilities.
So once again, this is just another great, let's just say, we'll call it an item in the tool belt for USU Eastern and as far as their aviation program. You said we were talking about the fact that how many students would this really affect starting out, and about a couple dozen roughly?
Yeah, so there can only be so many students, and if I remember the number right, it's about 24 students per instructor that can go through the course, because again, if you want a mechanic, you don't want somebody that's
in a class of 100 students.
In a class of 100 students, especially if you're going to be in the air.
Yeah.
You want them to know what they're doing. And so they keep the class sizes small per FAA regulations. And so there'll be cohorts of, I believe it's 24 every year, a new cohort will start, or they add another instructor based on the amount of classroom space that they have. And so it has the potential to grow.
And that's the best part about this is, you know what, at the beginning of it, yeah, 24 students. And the great thing about it, too, is it could be 24 brand new students, or it could be students that are not necessarily even, we would love for students that are local to be part of it, but it could be students that are coming from out of the area because we offer this program.
Absolutely. And the other exciting thing about this is it grows the potential of growing other businesses out at the airport. The main reason why we're doing this is not just to help USU. We want to help USU. They're a great partner. But those mechanics, those people, those pilots, those people that are being trained there, there's going to be some of them that fall in love with our community or are from here and learn some skills, and they will open up a business that repairs maybe props or certain parts of the engine or airframes. And those it creates business opportunities for our area.
It almost like, and we had talked about this once before, it would almost be like the Carbon County Airport would be a destination for people to come if they needed to have repair work done to their airplane, if they needed to get work done. I believe you said some people go up to the Vernal area, some people go to the Grand Junction area, but we would have that capability right here at the Carbon County Airport for all that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the goal, is to start bringing some of those planes that need worked on to our area, because now we're training the mechanics, they open up their own shop, they build a reputation, and we grow our business industry through it.
And I know that, of course, we probably have a building to build and things like that to break ground and things like that. Is there a timeline as to when they would want to like get this on the books and ready to roll?
So we have our first, we just accepted the grant this last commission meeting, and we have our kickoff meeting with USU and the FAA this week, and we're going to start talking about the size of building, what needs to be in the building, and what parts USU is going to take in-house and do on their own.
All right. So once again, this is great news coming from out at the Carbon County Airport, and along with USU Eastern for their aviation program, a mechanics course that's going to teach him how to basically, like you said, take a plane apart, put it back together, and do all the repairs and everything right here in Carbon County. And the best part of it is they're going to be able to learn that. And if you're from here, you can stay home and learn this trade that is a fabulous trade. Trades are great because they can't take them away from you.
That's right.
So it's just one more thing to keep some kids here and keep them learning. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.